Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The city of Philadelphia is under a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mayor Jim Kenney made the announcement Monday afternoon.
I am frankly extremely disappointed by the number of people who ignore the curfew, especially minors. As I noted yesterday, this curfew is not just imposed to protect property and businesses, it's imposed to protect our residents. You can do your part by staying home and making sure your family members stay home.
This as the National Guard remains in the city helping Philadelphia police. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw listed the incidents between Saturday and Sunday.
So in total, police and or fire responded to 378 fires, 14 fires that were declared arson, 246 commercial burglaries, 4 acts of graffiti, 154 vandalisms.
More than 400 arrests have been made. Commissioner Outlaw says that number will continue to grow as processing of arrests continues. There were also 21 shooting victims throughout the city over the weekend. At least a dozen faith-based leaders and elected officials in Philadelphia are banding together to help clean up the physical and emotional damage left by recent riots and vandalism. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, many of them are calling for vandals to clean up their act.
It's not time to just preach to the choir, says Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon, who helped lead the group to clean up in Center City.
It's really going to take work outside of the four walls for religious leaders to help to heal our community and heal our land.
State Representative Joanna McClinton used their gathering to call for better police accountability and training while urging protesters to look at the long-term ramifications of their actions.
We also have to ensure that we continue to have a city that can grow and flourish for everyone. And that will not happen if we're burning our city.
KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson was on scene Monday afternoon as protesters took to the Vine Street Expressway.
That's when the state police kind of rolled up from 22nd Street in a big black armored car, and started to fire off like fireworks, tear gas into the crowd. Originally, we thought it was maybe one of the protesters, kind of, because there was some cheering in the beginning. And as the protesters kind of got to, I want to say it was like 19th or 18th Street, all of a sudden, some of them started to run. And that's, again, when then tear gas was thrown onto the Vine Street Expressway. And people were just running up that brush that's on the side of 676.
Thousands of protesters could be seen spanning several blocks from NBC's Chopper. In coronavirus-related news, New Jersey will allow outdoor dining and more retail sales starting June 15th. It's the latest move by Governor Murphy to relax its COVID-19 lockdown. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
Murphy says the specifics of the social distancing components for those businesses will be announced in the coming days. Right now, restaurants and non-essential retail can only do business curbside. At his daily briefing, the governor says the spread of the coronavirus has slowed to the point where it's safe to move into stage 2 of his 3-stage plan.
The next big step in our restart and recovery is just 2 weeks away, and we're ready to begin moving forward. All the metrics we need to follow from our hospitals are where we need them to be and keep trending in the right way.
Murphy says stage 2 won't happen all at once. Salons and barbershops will be permitted to reopen on June 22nd. And he says an announcement on when gyms and health clubs can reopen is forthcoming. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.